hearing some signs of progress, and you mentioned that Politico is reporting Boehner privately told the president he is prepared to consider more than $800 billion that the GOP had already proposed in new tax revenues. That sounds like a sign of progress, but as you said, the White House has not wanted to give on entitlements. They've been demanding this tax increase for the top 2%, and President Obama says he campaigned on that issue, he was reelected on that issue, and he has held very firm on that issue. He definitely wants to see movement on that from the Republicans before there's any talk of entitlement reform. Again, we're hearing some signs of progress. It also sounds like more Republicans are sensing they have a losing hand here and they're going to have to fold on taxes. The plan B that's somewhat beginning to take shape, at least among some Republicans, is to go ahead and concede on this point, give President Obama the victory, and then fight again next year when we have yet another fight looming over raising the debt ceiling.
You know, Rachel, I can understand how Americans might look at all of this and wonder if it isn't such a high stakes game of chicken right now.
Right.
Who's going to blink first? It's almost despicable in that sense.
It is hard to tell where the public rhetoric stops and, you know, what's chicken and what's reality here. I mean, at the beginning, we saw some posturing from both sides, and we all reported, well, this is the way the game starts, and this is how it works in Washington. Each side goes to their corner, and then they move to the middle. We are sort of starting to run out of time here, and there hasn't been that much movement toward the middle. There's been some, and there are signs that a deal could come together, but the two sides remain far apart.
You know, for a while we were hearing some talk about some lawmakers who thought maybe it wouldn't be so bad if we actually go over the cliff. Haven't heard a lot about that lately.
That's calmed down a little, and, you know, we even heard Secretary Geithner saying, of course, we could go over the cliff if Republicans don't give on this issue. This is definitely one where the White House feels they have the upper hand, which is why even some Republicans are saying, let's just find a way out of this jam and then fight again next year. They feel like they'll have more leverage in the upcoming debate over raising the debt ceiling, and that that's a place where they might be able to win more ground on entitlements.
Are voters PO'd?
Right now, the markets are calm, and the voters are calm-ish. They seem to be giving President Obama the upper hand in most of the public polling. It looks like he's got a strong hand and Republicans could get blamed. However, you know, President Obama said when he won on election night that Americans want action, and they do. I think if we get to a point where we do go off the cliff or they're working into Christmas week, that holiday week between Christmas and New Year's, the voters are going to start to wonder why Washington can't get this done.